ॐ मघुरेश्वराय नमः सर्वेश्वराय नमः राजराजेश्वराय नमः गुरुदेवाय नमः ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः ॐ मातृकाभ्यो नमः टुनाइट इज महानिशा अष्टमी द मोस्ट fulfilling yet mysterious night. I call it mysterious because there is a mystery that cannot be expressed through words. It can be only experienced and felt. For the last 7-8 days, we have been evoking, calling upon Bhagavati, Ma, with her various names, her three major aspects, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, and Mahasaraswati, bestower of good health, radiance, capability, capacity, then wealth, richness, prosperity, means, together with virtues, divine virtues, and then Mahasaraswati, bestower of wisdom, one who removes the veil of Maya from our eyes. That veil of Maya has so many layers. On a surface level, the Maya is whatever we experience through our senses, sensory organs, eyes, whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we taste, whatever we touch, whatever we smell, we take it to be the truth. That's the Maya. The reality is very different than what it is suggesting us, all our sensory organs. Indriya dwara jarokha nana jahata sura keen asthana. All these indriya, the gateways to these indriyas, are like the windows. These indriyas are like the windows. Jahata sura keen asthana. And on each of those windows, there are demigods, gods have established themselves. Gods by nature are indulgent. They indulge. So one has to be very careful. During these last 8 days, we have been a little careful because when those gods see the food coming, food for the indriyas, they open the window wide. Come on in. And then we begin to indulge in him. And then indulgence always causes suffering. That's called bhog. But we have been practicing yoga. We have been yogis for the last 8 days. Calling upon to Ma, that Ma is very much present on Mahanisha. All the mantra jap that we have done, no matter where you are, even in your home, the mantra jap, the prayers that you have done, the vibration of those mantras have been absorbed in everything all around you. In the ashram, you can almost feel the vibration of your mantra saturated in the flowers, in the plants, in the bushes. There is a radiance. If you become still and pay attention, look carefully, you'll find there is a luster to those, even the vegetation. Same thing in your homes. The mantra jap that you have done, the vibration of that mantra has saturated everything around your house. If you are still, you will be able to feel it. Tonight we have to be like that clean, empty, clean vessel. Let Mother fill it. Mahanisha, the grand night, it's not the night to fall asleep. In certain parts of India, they do Jagrata on this night. Jagrata means staying awake all night. But that staying awake has almost turned into a party. Us humans find any excuse to party. But a sadhak, a seeker, stays awake in the night and is very alert, very awake, very poised to receive Ma's blessing. If you have certain things that is really troubling you, tonight is the night to offer it at Mother's feet. Oh Mother, this is not mine. I offer it at your feet. Whatever it is, let Mother take it away from you. Be it fear, be it low self-esteem, be it doubt, envy, greed, lust, anger, whatever it is that's holding you back, tonight is the night to offer it at Ma's feet. She will take it away from you and give you some replacement, something that is useful towards your journey. Our heart is pure tonight. Very light, there is joy, there is the longing for Mother's descendants. Sometime tonight, find a little time to be very quiet, very empty, and just holding that joy in your heart, sit. Imagine Mother is filling your heart space with light, healing light, filling your body, giving your body new energy, new strength. And also our prayer is, may Mother protect all her children all over the world. This Navaratri has been dedicated to bring about healing, nurturing, caring to all the children of Mother all over the world. So let our prayers be not only for us and our loved ones, but for everyone. May Mother protect all. Tonight is a long night, so I'm not going to say much. And meditate on the Mother with lightness in your heart, sweetness in your heart. She is very kind, she is very giving. May she bless us all that the time ahead, may we live in good health together with our loved ones, and may there be no scarcity of anything, no lack of anything, and may we always be able to see through clearly. I bow to Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your presence. Om Mahara Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Haraha. Please be mindful of this Mahanisha. Let no lowly thought enter your heart and mind. The virtues of love, kindness, acceptance, enthusiasm. Just hold these things in your heart. Let that energy radiate out of you. Thank you all.